All right, guys. The last few days, last few months, I've been playing with AI an absolute ton. And the more people I talk to, the more people seem to be freaked out. And to be honest, like I was to begin with too. Go back 3 months, I'm not gonna lie, I thought I would be as like a consultant and a growth marketer, I figured I would be finished by the end of the year. And I still might be, who knows? It's a little hard to predict right now. Things are moving so goddamn fast, it is unreal. Nothing about this is linear. If you've been following this in any sense, nothing about this is linear. Every day, every month, there is some kind of exponential growth in this space. There is some kind of new capability that comes to market, and it can be a little nerve-wracking. I've changed my tune. To begin with, I was very cautious. I was very nervous. I did not know what the heck was about to happen and what was about to be unleashed. Particularly as a business owner and a merchant and a store owner and a consultant and all these good things. Yeah, I got a fair bit going on, I'm not gonna lie. Probably more than I should. Conversation for another day. But I was definitely nervous. But the more I play with this stuff and the more people like Peter Diamandis that I listen to, the more people in that sort of arena that work with these tools and develop these tools that I talk to, and the more I play around with them myself. And I've put out a couple of newsletters recently talking about that. And I mean, I'll walk through those newsletters at some point on this podcast, but I'm not fearful. I actually think, as business owners, as merchants, we have goals, we have outcomes to serve the people that we sell to. We're trying to give them solutions. We're trying to solve pain points in their lives with products. That's how we make a sale. That's why people buy from us, because they're trying to plug a hole in their own life. They're trying to solve for a problem that they're going through. And, whether that's you selling a personal safety alarm that actually stops somebody getting attacked, or it's the fact that you sell a candle that just allows somebody to wind down at the end of the day, or to focus, or to produce an environment that they feel calm and comfortable in. All of it it's solving for a pain, it's solving for a need, and it's serving a individual. And AI, I truly believe at this point, with everything we're seeing with ChatGPT-4, with Midjourney, with all the tools that are being built on top of OpenAI, on top of Bart, and everything else that's out there, I mean, the space is just exploding right now. But all these tools, I fundamentally believe, allow you to actually free up from the monotonous tasks and go so much faster. I can tell you, for me personally, I'm using it an absolute ton for product ideation, for actually for building out entire marketing campaigns for weeks at a time, for building out emails, for building out campaign messages like SMSs, building out entire flows, entire sequences, for helping me to understand how to segment my audience, from reviewing all my data, from actually uploading hundreds, if not thousands, of lines of code and asking it to interpret that, from uploading a shedload of reviews and asking it to build like five landing pages off the top most discussed, top 10 like most discussed topics in those reviews. No, it's allowing me to do a lot of what I would do otherwise, but do it at a speed that I've never, ever, ever been able to do before, which it's hard to comprehend without looking at it and while playing with it. I don't know if you have or if you haven't. If you haven't, honestly, take a look at those two newsletters. I'll be putting out a ton more content around this stuff too. Sorry, I'm just trying to draw in a lot of traffic. I will continue putting stuff out around this, because I mean, there's part of me that kind of wants to keep this close to my chest. One, because I think it terrifies people, and two, it kind of feels like a bit of a secret weapon. But I know there's not that many people listening to this podcast, and even if there is at some stage, honestly, I would rather you had the tools to just go and run with your business and excel and grow an exponential rate that is just unreal. And the joke is, like, I'm not even talking get rid of people. I'm trying to get the people that work with me and for me to adopt these tools to, when they get an email response and it's a question that I don't quite know how to answer, run it through, make sure that the tone is in the tone of the brand, that there is nothing offbeat. We all come into our businesses day by day, bringing the luggage or whatever else has happened. I mean that in the best sense of, like, I don't know if you've dropped the kids off in the morning and you've driven to work and you're just tired, you're stressed out, you slept like shit, you've had an argument with the other half, whatever the case may be, you've had an argument with the kids, there's always these impacts in our day that do feed into other things. So, you know, when you load up your email inbox first thing in the morning and then you're replying and you've got all that going on, you've got all that angst or pressure, and like it starts dribbling into the way you then respond to messages. You know, you're pulling that emotion in, consciously or unconsciously. So this is kind of like having a co-pilot that you can then like upload your email to and be like, I might be a dick in this. And to allow it to try and take some of that emotional bias out. It's just one use case. I mean, something I did with it yesterday, we build obviously cash flow forecasts all the time. And I was curious whether ChatGPT could actually help me solve a problem that was coming up with my cash flow and just help me build a better spreadsheet. And again, I used one of its new capabilities, which is called Code Interpret. And if you read the description, it's basically, it goes on about Python. Ignore that. You can go in and have a conversation with this thing and tell it, like, I'm trying to build a cash flow forecast. These are my expenses. These are my incomes. This is what I expect to happen on June 30th, 2025. This is what's happened today. I've got this loan at this interest rate that I'm paying back at this rate. If I was to increase it by this amount, what would happen? And you, again, you can just sit there and have a conversation with it. And then the best part, I didn't know this was possible until yesterday. I literally asked it to then, like, is there any chance you can export this as a file that I can then upload to Google Sheets? And it did. I mean, honest to God, I probably accomplished like a day's worth of work in about 20 minutes by just having a conversation with ChatGPT. And then it gave me the goddamn file at the end of it that I could go away and use. Honestly, this stuff is blowing my mind. It is allowing me to do things so much faster. And I don't know, we're at this like weird inflection point where the things we've talked about doing for years, you know, we talked about email when it first came around, of like saving us all so much time and allowing us to do so much more. And frankly, like all we did was just get busier. We just spent more time living in emails and we sent more volume of emails and so on and so on. This is gonna up that even more. It is gonna demand more of us. But it is going to take away a lot of that monotonous crap that you and I have both been doing for such a long time. That really, it doesn't serve us. You know, it gets the job done, but it's a lot of busy work. It's a lot of admin work. And it's finally time, I think, to start leveraging the heck out of these tools because they really are, it's like a co-pilot. It's an assistant that's with you 24/7 that never gets tired, that never has to sleep, that never has to stop. It's remarkable, truly, truly remarkable. So don't be afraid of it. It's kind of what I'm getting at. I begin with, like, I had my fears of it. I was afraid of it. The more I'm playing with it, the more I'm leveraging it, the more I'm, honestly, God, I'm using it like 30 to 40 times a day just to question my own senses, to question my own outputs, make sure that I'm on the right track, make sure that I'm staying on the right track. Because again, you know, if I'm dealing with a particular brand, whether that's my own or it's a client's, I can make sure that what I am doing is conducive to that brand and is in the right direction rather than guessing quite so much. I mean, this thing has just access to absolutely everything that's ever been documented. And with the plugins like the browser capability, I use a web copilot, web pilot, something like that, which again gives it complete web access because right now they've taken off browser mode. It will come back. But you, again, you can use this to go off and search the entire internet. I know I'm throwing a lot at you because honestly, like my brain is racing every time I play with these tools. I discover more and more about what is actually possible and what else I can do with this and how much more I can push it and what else I can get out of it. It's crazy, absolutely crazy. And I'm driving across town right now, and honestly, this is just in my head because I know a lot of people are afraid of what's coming, and I understand it. Again, I'm just talking about like one aspect of just basically like text creation in ChatGPT, but I've also played around with Midjourney, which is the artwork side of it. And I get their monthly magazine, which is like the best of that's been created by Midjourney that month. And honestly, God, it is a little insane about what is possible with just directing these machines. And again, that's slightly off piece, but again, to begin with, when I started using these tools, I also felt like I was cheating by using these things. Like it wasn't real until I managed to reframe it with help of others, definitely, but I managed to reframe it that it's me as the leader delegating to this tool. It's only that this tool just kind of happens to have its own ability to comprehend and understand. Honestly, go on and play with it. If you haven't, I mean, ChatGPT 3.5 is the free version. It's good. If you've got 20 bucks spare, like, honest to God, get yourself on ChatGPT Pro, which unlocks GPT-4 and all these plugins and all these beta tools. Honest to God, for less than $1 a day, which is like, what, 70, 80 cents a day, it is insane how many hours right now I am pulling back in my own life and how much more output I'm able to achieve right now. Very, very remarkable. I'm flabbergasted every time I play with it, truly. It's funny, I'm a couple of months in, and even stuff that I'm starting to show people of like how I'm using it. I had a couple of calls today, and I pulled it up on screen of how I'm using this stuff. People are losing their minds because they think it's just glorified Googling. It's not. This allows you to take almost the entire stuckness. You know, if you're searching for creativity and you can't get it, or you're just the brain is just not getting you there, leverage the heck out of the thing and just use it. Do what you are good at and give it everything else. Truly, I'll share a bunch more. Again, if you ever got questions, I mean, if you're listening to this on Spotify, I think there's a way you can like ask me questions or rate and review this podcast or something like that. But send me questions anywhere. I'm happy to talk because honestly, I find this whole space so crazy, so exciting, terrifying all at the same time, just absolutely wild of what is possible. And I'm gonna leave it there, and I will talk to you hopefully tomorrow. I'm away for the weekend, but I will see if I can get some time in just to stick a little on these in. So, cheers, guys. Talk to you soon.